This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Well, let me just say this, okay? Packers week was something special. That's what a rivalry is.
The oldest and best rivalry in the NFL.
Most of the coaches that come in, they always say,
the number one goal we'll have is to beat Green Bay.
We will proudly stand as a 95th team in the history of the Green Bay Packers when we kick Chicago's ass.
There's been some bad blood over the years.
Charles Martin took the shot at McMahon.
Charles Martin, may he rot and burn in hell. Period. New paragraph.
I could punch him in his face.
I saw Olin Krut said he wanted to punch me in the face.
I like to punch him in his face.
Does your shirt say I still own you?
It most definitely does.
There should be a little edge after this, after a while. You know, after a while you get sick of getting beat up, and it's been a long time.
People hate Green Bay. I hate Green Bay.
Did you hate the Packers growing up?
Yeah, no, there's no green or yellow in my house, so we'll leave it at that.
Their fans are really... They're freaking obnoxious.
Green Bay is a big rivalry. This week is definitely going to be a set in stone for how we're going to play the division.
You know, again, just being a human, you want to win this game because it's Green Bay and everything like that. And I understand everything that comes with it. But at the end of the day, I know it's a, you know, big rivalry game and things like that. But where I'm focused at is how we can go out there and play some good football and go win a game.
We're in division now, playing the Packers this week. Obviously, a big game for, you know, not only just us, but it's Green Bay Packers versus Chicago Bears. And so it's an important game for us, not only because it's divisional, but obviously it's the Packers, and we have to handle it like that, and we have to handle the situation I'm in.
NFC North, Aaron, is real deal right now.
Yeah, I mean, they got three really good teams.
Oh! They're figuring it out up there in Chicago.
They still got to play the Pack twice. We'll see what happens.
Happy Father's Day to all the Bears fans out there. Go Pack, go.
I'm not losing to Green Bay this year. I can't do it, man.
Yeah, man, we done created a real rivalry over there. We're going to get out there.
What would a win over the Packers mean for this group?
It would mean a lot. We've been in our ass whooped for a long time now.
You feel that rivalry more now as the years have gone on in your Bears career?
Yeah, especially when they 10-0 against us.
That pisses you off, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Listen to what these Bears fans are chanting. That is right. You're hearing Green Bay sucks.
Now if they could just take it and shove it up you know where.
And that's how special the rivalry is.
Thank you so much, and go Bears.
Beat the Packers!
The official adventures of...
And now, live from Kenosha, Wisconsin at the world-famous Brat Stop, it's the Spiegel and Holmes Show on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Yes, we have arrived. We are at the Brat Stop. Here in Kenosha, our people are here. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. That man is my partner, Matt Spiegel. I am Lawrence Holmes. We've got Shane Reardon here. We've got Chris Tannehill back at the ranch. We got the whole crew. Rich is here. Connor is here. They're keeping us on the Twitch stream. So shout out to the mob on Twitch. We are here with you until 6 o'clock. There is a lot for us to do on today's show, and we are glad that you are joining us, whether you are joining us in person, and if you'd like to head up this way, you're up in the North Burbs, you're in Libertyville, you want to stop by and say hello.
Do it.
Maybe you're a reporter and you're leaving Hallis Hall, and you want to come up here and hang out with us. Feel free. anyone is welcome to come and join us because we're going to be here until 6. But if you're hanging out inside the Twitch stream or if you're just listening on 670 The Score or 670thescore.com, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Friday before Bears Packers 1.
Yeah, baby. 15-50. Wah, wah. I know, but you come over here, you hang out, get yourself a six-pack of New Glarus to put in the car and bring back Wisconsin
beer.
Wait,
did you do that?
What's that?
Did you do that?
I did that. As a matter
check
of fact.
You out.
Yeah, man. You got to take care of stuff while you're up here and get it done. But, yeah, my goodness, man, that was such a great open by Tanny, and you're feeling the bigness of it, at least – I know that we're going to be feeling the bigness of it with the people that we're watching it with and the people that we are communing. But it's pretty funny to hear some of the Bears players. Jalen Johnson's feeling it. Montez Sweat going, I can't lose to Green Bay this year. He played him one time in his life, you know? But he's feeling it, and he's trying to feel it like some of his teammates are and certainly like his bosses are.
Yeah, and we're going to spend some time talking about the relationship between the Packers and the Bears, and maybe more importantly, Packers fans and Bears fans throughout the show. This is a weird time. This is a weird week because it feels as if everything is falling down around the Bears as a franchise. And that's hard to deal with because you know that the Packers are looming, and then the Vikings are looming, and then the Lions are looming. All in the next 11 days for the Bears. That's a lot.
It's crazy, man. 19 days ago, the Bears and the Commanders played that crazy-ass game, and the Bears were losing, and they looked bad, and then they started to look a little better, and then the Doug Kramer fumble happens, and then they get the ball back, and they're driving down 12-7, and a fourth down play, they get a Keenan Allen pass interference call to set up first and goal on the one. And just 19 days ago, you were sitting there at 4-2, coming out of the bye, about to punch it in and go 5-2, winning a game you don't think you deserve to win, but it was about to happen. And Tanny suggested we live in that moment just 19 days ago. And that sounds pretty good as a jumping off point here on Bears Packers Friday.
Well, they reached the 1 yard line again. Josh Harris, Adam Peters on the left. They headed down early. I'm sure they thought this one looked pretty good. They got Roschon Johnson. Remember, we were talking about him in goal line. They didn't go to him last time. Not going to him here. Ball is through the back of the end zone intended for Moore. You can run it here. You got all three of your timeouts.
Well, it's not the worst thing. I'm not sure I would have done this either, but the ball's too high, hangs in the air too long, and if you'd thrown it sooner, you'd have had a chance. But they're doing this based on the Washington front. Washington needs to align everybody inside, and you're going to play man-to-man outside. One-on-one here. You want to throw it? Go ahead. Put everybody in here.
Johnson up ahead. He's across. Touchdown, Chicago. Pat Eberflus's team never led for 59 minutes and 37 seconds until this touchdown by Roschon Johnson. They are going to go for two.
Mercedes Lewis with a great block inside, and this is why you stay in the game mentally. They always come down to the wire, and who can make the big plays?
Look at the shovel pass, and they complete it to Komet for the two.
A little Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes to Kelce special, fake the run, come back from the backside. It's a different way to run the football up the middle with misdirection. What an incredible drive. Right there. Everyone go with the running back, and then I'll pretend like I'm running it with someone else. Wow, Chicago stayed in it mentally. That's so hard when you got beat all game.
All game. You really don't feel like
you deserve to win.
Anything's happening. Yeah, you're getting beat on all sides except the punting game.
That kept you in it.
And then all of a sudden, you break one, your defense, makes some plays. They put a couple of seconds back on the clock. There's 25 seconds to go.
That's a problem.
Washington has one timeout. That's 15 unanswered points by Chicago. And what a homecoming and a memorable return this would be for Caleb Williams, who really had no time to work with through most of the game, and then comes to the fourth quarter and throws for about 100 yards and leads them.
He flipped the switch. He actually did a great job changing the pocket platforms and standing in under pressure and delivering the ball in the clutch situations.
Oh, my God.
Highlights courtesy of CBS. That's where things started to fall apart. When we were going through this yesterday as a show, I have a theory. The theory is the worst thing that could have happened to the Bears was connecting on the two-point conversion. It gave them a false sense of having the game won. If they don't make the two-point conversion, they have to defend against the field goal.
Got to play legit defense.
They have to play defense straight up now, tell me. And then they're not playing 30 yards off. The worst thing that happened is they converted that two-point conversion. And then the other worst thing happened because then they didn't defend the pass. And then another worst thing happened
because they
had a guy who had his back turned to the play. He's like, yeah, what's up now? Yeah, what's happening? Right. Uh-huh. Oh, bleep, there's a play going on.
And then the coach didn't say anything was wrong. It just is something that happened. And then he still the next day said it. Like, it's astonishing to me. That's less than 3 weeks. You were about to go 5-2. Having come back and done all of that,
the story would have been Caleb's homecoming.
Caleb's homecoming and the offense showing up in the fourth quarter. And then all the problems got exposed. And now, 19 days later, you are in this state of chaos and disrepair, being laughed at by the entire football world. Lawrence, like, we're getting requested to be guests on radio shows all over the country so we can tell them what it's like on the inside of the most depressing story in the NFL. It's insane that it all fell apart this quickly. And now Sunday is an opportunity for things to fall apart even further or maybe take a slight turn towards the possible positive.
I think it would mean a lot if the Bears were to win this game for a lot of different reasons. One, you can theoretically get back into a playoff picture. Theoretically, not practically, but theoretically, you can get back into it. You end a historic streak. You make everyone feel. Do you know what show we're going to do on Monday if the Bears were to win this game?
If they're to break a 10-game losing streak to the Pack?
You're going to have a decision to make.
Whether to roll the money
yes.
over or not?
Yes, or give people their profit.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm holding it up right now. The bet has been placed. The bet is $500 on the Bears to win this game on Sunday.
No, show it to the camera.
All right, there's a camera right there. 500 beans. What happened was all the investments from the mob totaled up to $330. I popped for $170, so we're at a nice, clean $500. And the bet has been placed on the money line for the Bears to win at plus 205, 500 to win $1,525. Once the Bears win on Sunday, that will go in a special Matt Madoff account to be held right there.
It's definitely Matt Madoff.
And will be placed on the money line for the Bears to complete the Packers sweep in Green Bay. I want to thank Peter Turnbull for his $25, a 5% investment. Want to thank William von Schomburg for his $50.
That feels made up.
It's a 10% investment. Frito John.
Also feels like it's made up.
$25, a 5% investment.
Did you fund all of this yourself and just came up with funny names?
No. My guy Dave Mint sent in $20. John Roback sent in $20. These are actual mob members who decided they wanted to ride with me, foolishly or not, on the Packers sweep. And we have invested together, damn it.
Don't forget Radio Ray.
Radio Ray. $20 from Radio Ray.
Don't forget Lay's Lyle, Frito John's cousin. Dorito Dan's in there somewhere.
Cruncher's cousin.
No, he's driving back to the city right now.
Yeah. I have to get out of here.
All these people.
Bugles Bob.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Justin Milnes. I see your $20.
Cheeto Chester. Or Chester Cheetah.
All of these people. They are in because we believe, Lawrence. We believe, and I can make...
Funyuns Finnegan?
Funyuns Finnegan is
my Irish uncle. He came over here one time, couldn't get enough of the Funyuns. He just stayed. Now he's a sports gambler.
This place with the Funyuns.
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, the Funyuns. They bring me back to Chicago.
So glad he stayed.
I'm glad that he stayed,
we
too.
We believe. Me and the mob, we believe that the Bears are going to win straight up now.
So you're going to start the chant? We believe that we will win. We believe that we will win.
Yeah, I'll be doing that on Sunday as I watch this. And when it happens, Lawrence, oh, what a joyful show we will have on Monday.
I hope for you and for the city it happens.
Be fun as hell.
It would be. It would be a delight to have that be the way that Monday starts off. Like, everything will taste better. The sun will be out. It'll be great. When we come back, we need to talk about some of the bigger picture issues with your Chicago Bears. We will do that next. Shout out to everyone who is here. The beautiful people at the Broad Stop who have stuck by us through thick and thin.
Damn handsome people. You're right about
that. I agree. We're going to take a quick time out and get back to you next on The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Take it one step at a time. Identify the problem. Fix it. Identify another problem. Fix it. Repeat as necessary until it's all fixed.
Yeah, here's what I say about fixing the problem. So it starts every day we walk in the building. What I said to the team today and to our office of staff and players is two things you control when you walk in the building. It's your effort and your attitude. So it starts there first.
That is the voice of Thomas Brown. He is the new offensive coordinator for your Chicago Bears. And he's got an opportunity to do some stuff this weekend. And I think that maybe there should be some stuff done this weekend with Thomas Brown as the OC.
Yeah, some simplification is what he's got a chance to do. As a backdrop for this, let's give people what Albert Breer said last night on the Amazon Prime post game. And it's in the midst of like a 3-minute thing where he's kind of going around the league with different issues. He and Carissa Thompson talking. And this is him talking about the Bears' chaos, and within it, he mentions one big thing that Thomas Brown is changing.
Meanwhile, the Bears have lost three straight, Albert. And on Tuesday, of course, you know, they fired their offensive coordinator, Shane Waldron. And then there were reports that players were asking for Tyson Bagent to replace Caleb Williams. Can you help us sort out the mess in Chicago right now?
Yeah, there's a ton of frustration, no question. And I think a lot of this stems back to Caleb Williams not being quite as ready as they hoped he would be when the season began. That means they can't run the full offense because he doesn't have as much command at the line of scrimmage, can't make adjustments, can't use cadence as a weapon quite as much. He's holding the ball for too long. That led to frustration among the offensive linemen. He's frustrated the receivers, and the frustration has been towards the coaches. It's been back at Caleb Williams. And so they make the change this week. And one of the first things that Thomas Brown did over the course of the last few days is emphasize having full unit meetings rather than breaking into position groups. The hope is that he can bring the group together to try to find solutions.
Oh, man, poor Bears fans thinking the same old over there. All right, so the Bears are bad news, Albert.
The Bears are bad news. There's a lot of stuff in there. There's Thomas Brown, I think, as an emblem for the players of kind of taking the offense back from what was an administration and a coaching staff that was handing the keys to a rookie who wasn't quite ready.
There's a holistic approach to this that I actually kind of like, but by Thomas Brown, and I'm hopeful that it'll work. Part of the problem here is what had happened before and the level of expectation. And I think that the Bears played a significant role in the expectation being lifted up, like even the idea of now it's time to win. And they kind of just thought that they would drop Caleb in and he would fix some of their problems. And the part that makes me furious is not understanding how difficult, or not respecting, maybe not understanding, but not respecting how difficult it is to play quarterback in the NFL and how difficult it is for people to transition from college to pros. And you know, like I keep like a folder on this. Like, yeah. I'm watching all of these guys, and you, if you've been paying attention to Jaden Daniels for the last 3 weeks, you've noticed that things are not going great for him. Bo Nix is whatever, right? And we saw a really simplified version for Drake May last week on how it can work and what it's supposed to look like. What happened last year with C.J. Stroud made people crazy.
Yeah, it did. It's going to go down as a crazy historical anomaly. And,
by the way,
yeah, he's bounced back to earth. He come back.
If you look at what's happened with C.J. Stroud this year, it took a while, but now there's a book on him too.
Yeah, they handed way too much to Caleb because they believed that it was possible, and Caleb was this generational talent. And was this incredibly confident person who was made for this, and so it seemed. And Lord knows, I know that a lot of media, including this time slot, played a big role in raising the expectations. But to your point, and you're saying it, the Bears are clearly the ones that had the expectations and absolutely assumed that that was going to work and that was going to salvage things, instead of treating him like a rookie quarterback who needs to be have things simplified.
And all of this can still be salvaged. All like I don't want anyone to give up on Caleb, because I do think that there's been enough stuff that you go, oh, look at that. Look at that throw. Look at him on the run. Look at some of the things that he can do. It's a matter of doing it in with the right level of respect for the game and for the position.
And the difficulty of it.
And maybe
the humility that you have to do it.
Maybe, Speaks, maybe we have a hard reset here.
Well, this is the opportunity that you're talking about, that you've hinted about, that we talked a bit about yesterday. Because now it's time to take some power away from Caleb and let him simply function in a quarterback-friendly rookie offense. Run the damn ball. Run it a lot, and don't worry if you're not getting tons of yards. Rushing attempts is what you're after. Use that to set up play action and target the tight end. Tell him to do what Brady did at the beginning. Take your check down, take your check down, take your check down. When something is available further down the field, go ahead. But take your check down, take your yards, get positive plays, get positive yards. And the big part of this to me, and I hope we see it tomorrow, take decisions away from Caleb before the snap. I know that we played the cut of Kerry Joseph saying, no, he can do it. His decisions have been good. His decisions have been good. But it's too damn much. And I say this as a guy who celebrated that he was achieving decency with it in the first several weeks. You know, like we saw him and Matthew Stafford doing similar things, going up and counting and making a decision at the line. It's too damn much. I hope he goes out there. Hope there's a scripted 15 or a scripted 25. And he just goes out there and runs the damn plays. Maybe there's a couple that have checks and things like that. Okay. But for the most part, just let him function with some stuff that you know that he can do well and make it easier. You've got a good running back. You've got a really good defense. Their defense, the Packers' defense, is vulnerable on the defensive line. Take this as your hard reset opportunity, and maybe the season can be salvaged in terms of the quarterback development.
Comps in the NFL are really difficult. Nothing is apples to apples. But to speak to your point, last night the Eagles kept running the ball. And I get it. They have a better offensive line and they have Saquon Barkley. But they were losing 10-6 going into the fourth quarter of last night's game. And they kept running the ball. And then what happened? Saquon popped a bunch of big runs. He destroyed Washington in that fourth quarter.
And guess what? That's what happened with them last year when their offense stumbled. They reset and reinvigorated by running the ball with DeAndre Swift, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
Like, it is cyclical in this league. You think you can do it, you think you can do it, and you think you can throw all around, but you have to reset it every once in a while and reacquire your identity and remind a defense what to be afraid of. And I'll be surprised and disappointed if Thomas Brown doesn't lean into that in the game plan on Sunday.
I'm with you. Let's talk with Dan Wiederer about that. He covers the Bears for the Tribune, and he always hangs out with us on Fridays to talk about what's going on with the team. We'll find out the latest from Hallis Hall with him next on The Score.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.